We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An Idaho judge has agreed to move the trial of Brian Koberger, who's charged in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, to a different city. Just one more day to the next presidential debate. ABC's Mary Bruce is traveling with the Harris campaign in Philadelphia.
Kamala Harris is hunkered down, getting ready for this defining moment in this race. And we know she is preparing seriously. They are doing mock debates here. They've even set up a full stage with TV lighting for rehearsals. And Harris is relying on several advisors who helped prepare Hillary Clinton for her 2016 face-off with Trump.
As for the former president, he's meeting with advisors at Mar-a-Lago. A search continues for the suspect in a series of shootings along I-75 in Kentucky. Britain's Princess of Wales says she's finished 9 months of preventative chemotherapy. The 42-year-old former Kate Middleton says her focus is now on staying cancer-free, but she looks forward to doing some public engagements. This is ABC News. Former Venezuelan presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled the country after a deal is struck with the Maduro government.
Venezuela's attorney general detailing the communications and move over the past few days that's allowed Gonzalez to leave the country and be granted asylum by Spain. The departure of the man considered by opposition supporters to be the winner of the July election was announced by Venezuelan officials who just a few days earlier had ordered his arrest. He landed Sunday at a military airport near Madrid, accompanied by his wife and Spanish officials. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
A salmonella outbreak in 9 states has triggered an egg recall. At least 65 people have been infected. 24 have been hospitalized. Most victims are in Wisconsin. Officials say the tainted eggs were sold under the brands Milo's Poultry Farms and Tony's Fresh Market. It usually takes 3 to 4 weeks to determine symptoms. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Police in Sheboygan shot a man who assaulted and tried to disarm an officer. Ted Allen has more.
When police responded to the report of a man waving a gun in downtown Sheboygan Sunday evening, they said the 23-year-old lunged at an officer. He then assaulted them and took the officer's gun out of their duty belt. Another officer shot the man, who was arrested, taken to a local hospital, and later flown to a Green Bay area hospital for surgery. The assaulted officer suffered minor injuries. No one else was hurt.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be back in Wisconsin on Friday. The Democratic vice presidential nominee will be visiting several battleground states in the days following Tuesday's first presidential debate. Where Walz will be in Wisconsin has not yet been announced. He spoke at Milwaukee's Labor Fest this past Labor Day. This is part of a 4-day tour for the Harris-Walz campaign. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Culbison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Culbison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Culbison terminal near you.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand, and SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Temperatures are expected to be warmer than normal in September as warm weather returns this week here in western Wisconsin. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s throughout the week. That's between 5 and 15 degrees higher than normal for early to mid-September. High temperatures, though, will still be below the record highs for September, which are upper 90s. Dunn County farmers can pick up new slow-moving vehicle signs next week. The free signs are being distributed free to farmers through a partnership with the National Farm Medicine Center and Dunn County Emergency Management. Three types of signs will be available: flexible, adhesive, sturdy plastic, and a metal version. Limit two signs per person, and farmers can pick up the free signs on September 16th and September 25th from 10 to 2 at the Dunn County Emergency Management Office. A man has been charged with sexually assaulting a girl in Eau Claire County. Brody Markham is facing two felony charges for assaulting a 6-year-old when he was 19. Prosecutors say the victim's mother received a message from Markham in August, admitted to inappropriately touching her daughter in early 2023. He reportedly said he thinks he did it because he has a split personality and was smoking meth. Markham could receive up to 100 years in prison and will be in court for a preliminary hearing next Tuesday. A 16-year-old is dead following a crash in the town of Hillsboro. That crash happened yesterday morning just northwest of Highway 33 when a pickup truck driven by a 17-year-old boy lost control, went off the road, and rolled several times. The 16-year-old was ejected from the vehicle. Both teens were sent to the hospital, where the 16-year-old was pronounced dead. Investigators believe speed, alcohol, and vehicle equipment appear to be contributing factors in that accident. The Diocese of Winona-Rochester has completed a nearly 2-year project to build a new pastoral center in Rochester. A ceremony was held yesterday to bless and open the $8 million building on Jeremiah Lane. The building includes office space for diocese leadership, Catholic charities, and schools run by the diocese. Leaders say the new building is more centrally located and easier to reach than its previous location in Winona. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agent's working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in Oak Grove Township last Tuesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 60-year-old David Mattson of Bloomington, Minnesota, was traveling northbound on Highway 35 when he lost control of the motorcycle and crashed. Mattson and his passenger, 48-year-old Beth Mattson, were taken to Regents Hospital. A public meeting on the proposed expansion of Highway T in Eau Claire and Chippewa counties will be held this Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Country Jam site. Highway T is proposed to be expanded to four lanes from Alpine Road to 33rd Avenue. Representatives from Eau Claire County, Chippewa County, the City of Eau Claire, Town of Union, and Town of Wheaton will all be there to answer questions about the project. A Rochester man suspected of killing his sister in Eau Claire last month has died after being stopped by police in Winona. Investigators say 59-year-old Scott Jenkins was stopped Friday night on Interstate 90 and was ordered to exit his vehicle. When Jenkins did move, officers approached the vehicle and found Jenkins dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Multiple agencies had been searching for Jenkins following the August 29th shooting death of his sister in Eau Claire. The investigation into both cases continues. An investigation is now underway following a deadly motorcycle accident near Hudson. Authorities say the motorcycle and vehicle collided yesterday morning on I-94 in St. Croix County. The 19-year-old riding the motorcycle was found dead at the scene. His name has not been released pending notification of family members. 47 people were ejected from Camp Randall Stadium and 18 arrested during Saturday's Badger football game. UW-Madison police say of the 47 ejections, 37 were UW students, as were all 18 arrested. Police also issued 19 tickets to UW students. Those ticketed and ejected included 18 for underage drinking and one for false identification. 16 of the ejections were for tobacco use, 4 for possession of unauthorized alcohol, and 2 for intoxication. 5 people contacted by police had blood alcohol content of 0.2 or higher, and 3 people had to be taken to detox. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
UW Eau Claire's new event center is celebrating its grand opening with a week of events starting today. The Sonnentag will be the largest indoor event venue in northwest Wisconsin and cost the university $122 million. Events include open houses, the facility's first intercollegiate athletics competition, and a First Responders and Community Day on September 11th. A ribbon cutting will be held on Thursday. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 83. And then warmer sunshine Wednesday with a high near 88. If you love weather, check out severestudios.com. You'll find live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers at severestudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Packers are the only team in the NFC North without a Week 1 victory. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. They fell to the Eagles 34-29 on Friday. It appears we'll have to play the next few weeks without quarterback Jordan Love, who suffered an MCL sprain near the end of that contest. The Packers went just 1-for-4 in the red zone, and while they took the ball away from the Eagles three times, they managed just 9 points as a result.
The red area was a huge problem tonight, and I would say a year ago we were pretty damn good in that area, and we got destroyed in that area tonight.
Matt LaFleur's Packers host the Colts in their home opener on Sunday in Lambeau. The Bears came from behind to knock off the Titans 24-17, despite rookie Caleb Williams throwing for just 93 yards. The Vikings beat the Giants 28-6. Former Packer Aaron Jones 94 yards rushing and a touchdown in the win. And last night, the Lions coming from behind to beat the Rams 26-20 in overtime. David Montgomery rushing for 91 yards and the game-winning touchdown in OT. Week 1 wraps up in the Bay Area tonight with the Jets visiting the 49ers in Santa Clara. Aaron Rodgers back after missing all but a few plays of last season because of a ruptured Achilles. It's a big year for the Jets, who haven't made the playoffs since 2010.
Regardless of what happens on Monday, we win, the headline's going to be, you know, we're going to the Super Bowl. We lose, same old Jets. So I think we need to get away from some of those outside themes.
Just hours before the Cowboys' 33-17 win over the Browns, quarterback Dak Prescott agreed to a record-setting four-year, $240 million contract extension with the Cowboys. The Brewers fell to the Rockies 4-1 on Sunday, finishing with a 2-4 homestand. Freddie Peralta got tagged with a loss as the Brewers lost for the fourth time in the last five games. The Crew had just three hits and went hitless in their final 23 plate appearances on Sunday. And the football Badgers beat South Dakota 27-13. They improved to 2-0 and will host Alabama this week. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Logano advances with a win in Atlanta. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to know for racing fuel. The race on from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes off second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Former champion Joey Logano led just 9 laps in yesterday's Quaker State 400 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, including the last one, to claim the victory. His second win of the season and 34th in his career, it's also the first time that he has ever won the opening race of the playoffs. The victory advances Logano and his Team Penske team to the 12-driver round of the playoffs, and he'll not have to worry about points the next 2 weeks at Watkins Glen and Bristol. Playoff drivers Daniel Suarez, Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, and Alex Bowman completed the top 5. Title contenders Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, and Chase Briscoe all finished out of the top 30 due to accidents. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
Next year's honey crop is highly dependent on the care you give your hives in the fall. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Check on the bees and harvest some honey, but not all of it, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
As the weather becomes cooler, there's a lot of buzzing about around the beehives. Bees are still collecting pollen, nectar, and water. The queen is reducing hive numbers by kicking out the drones and getting their home ready for winter. Beth Conry is the president of the Colorado Beekeepers Association. She says this is the time to give your hives a full inspection, especially the queen and the worker bees.
I'm looking to see how much stores, you know, I'm hefting them to see how much they weigh, and then I'm making sure that I've got a viable queen also. A queen that is in good shape lays in a particular pattern, and we look for that pattern.
Do one last honey harvest, but don't be greedy. Conry says each of her colonies needs about 80 to 90 pounds of honey to get the bees through the winter.
We let them take theirs first, and then we take ours second. The way we manage our hives is we let them fill the 2 deep boxes before we add supers, so that when we take off supers, they're back to these filled boxes already. Typically, they'll convert the upper box entirely to honey, and then they'll move into the lower box.
Also be aware that this is the time other bees are looking for honey and could end up robbing your hive. Fall hive management also includes a careful inspection for disease and varroa mites. If mite loads exceed threshold levels, consider your treatment options. If you're in a climate that dips below freezing for weeks at a time, wrap the hives in black tar paper. Black helps absorb the sun's heat, and paper acts as a windbreak. But be sure not to cover the entrance or ventilation holes. Learn more about fall beehive care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Beans lead the grains, mixed to higher on Monday. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. We're talking now with Arlen Suderman from Stone X. Arlen, soybeans higher. We got a soybean sale to China announced on Monday morning. While the corn market is firm, wheat's a little lower. I know we did get a Stats Canada report Monday morning, I believe. It's maybe weighing on spring wheat a little bit. But overall, what's your take in this grain trade here to start off the week?
No, overall, this isn't a backdrop of generally positive money flow today. It's kind of a risk-on environment with the equities pushing higher and the commodities as a whole pushing higher as well. Not a strong risk-on day, but just generally positive money flow backdrop. Soybeans kind of leading the way in the grain and oil seed complex. You mentioned the export sales to China. China is coming in and buying. They've got a lot that they need to buy unless they lean on their reserves that they've been building up over the past year, especially the last 6 months coming from Brazil and Argentina. And so they are taking advantage of these quote-unquote cheaper prices. Also getting support is dryness in Brazil. The rainy season hasn't started yet, so they haven't started planting soybeans. Doesn't look like it's going to start before the end of the month, although the models are consistently saying it will start once we turn the calendar to October. And if that happens, that will be in time. That will be okay. It's just that confidence is low out there. So we are putting some weather risk premium into that market. But overall, everything's looking ahead to the USDA report to see if we can, what USDA does with these crop yields. And that'll be big in determining if we go back down to test the lows or if we confirm the lows are in behind us already.
Livestock trade as well, kind of a mixed day. Cattle starting to find some more support at midday. Feels like, though, kind of an ebb and flow day in livestock, Arlen.
Yeah, absolutely. And the hog market, probably the weaker of the two. Cattle market seen more strength. They had the sharp sell-off last week. The first two contracts of live cattle down about $4 in the final 2 days of last week. And the feeder cattle down about $6. Seemed to do mostly with the weaker cash market structure. Kind of overdid it. And that October live cattle contract kind of held the August lows and is bouncing off of it this morning. That's a positive. Interesting slaughter data that came out last week showing that 542,000 down 17,000 from the previous week. And when you look at year-to-date slaughter data, fed steer slaughter is down 1%, heifers down 2%. But when you look at dairy cows down 14%, beef cows down 16%. So this is all about lower cow slaughter, and that is really tightening up the lean beef supplies.
That's Arlen Suderman from Stone X on the American Ag Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There are some challenges in the soybean and even wheat markets. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
World Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
There's a big soybean crop coming this fall, so what does that mean for prices? Stephen Nicholson, Global Sector Strategist for Grains and Oilseeds at Rabobank, says the soybean market has struggled recently.
The soybean market has been held up for quite a while by biofuels and particularly renewable diesel and the potential for SAF. And I think those are all still market things we need to keep in mind, and I think we'll still be there. But maybe the hype has come off that a little bit. That's kind of tempered it. Also, there's a lot of this market discussion about how cheap RINs are. But I've done a little work noodling around that. And if you look at RIN values, they started diving over a year ago, and we haven't seen that renewable diesel production or demand has dropped off at all. At the worst, you would argue it's flat, so it hasn't dropped off, and I could say that demand is still there as we go forward, and the imports of renewable diesel continue to grow as well because we need that supply for the demand here in the U.S. So I think that is a bit of a bright spot for soybeans, but at the same time, some of the bloom has come off the rose a little bit.
Turning to wheat, it appears that some of the world's biggest wheat exporters are low on stocks.
The next question is, well, how come the wheat market hasn't responded? So let's kind of talk about the global market on wheat. It's not that much different from when you look at total grain production around the world. The U.S. had a great crop this year across almost every geography. You saw Argentina had a good crop this year. Australia had a good crop as well. I have to also say Canada's having a good wheat crop coming out there, so that's always good. And so you think about that, and you wonder about why is the wheat market in such a funk? Yes, Europe, Ukraine, and Russia had produced about 20 million metric tons less of wheat in the world, and so you think, well, that should be very favorable to the wheat market, and I would agree with that. And fundamentally, if you look whether it's total wheat stocks in the world, or if you look just the exporters, their wheat stocks have been on a multi-year decline. So fundamentally, I would agree with the premise of your question, is the wheat market, we should see pretty good support of wheat prices.
The corn market, however, may be behind the lower wheat prices.
However, the problem goes back to our first conversation about corn, and it's all about that substitution of wheat versus corn for feed. And with cheap corn, that's going to put a lot of downward pressure on wheat prices, and that's what we're seeing here right now. And granted, we don't feed as much wheat in the United States as they do in other parts of the world, but you have to remember, corn is that substitution factor, and if corn is cheap, wheat is going to be pressured as well.
Stephen Nicholson of Rabobank. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. farm income is predicted to decline far less than expected in 2024, with a government forecast no longer anticipating what would have been the largest profit decline in close to two decades. Farm income is expected to decrease 4.4% to $140 billion, with escalating livestock and egg values boosting overall industry prospects. That, according to USDA's forecast released last Thursday. In February, USDA predicted close to a 26% decline in income, a record drop. The rosier outlook reflects wild swings in cattle and egg prices, in addition to lower production costs. Fertilizer, feed, pesticide, and transportation costs are all expected to drop after remaining stubbornly high for years following the start of the pandemic. Livestock values are expected to increase 7.1% to $267.4 billion in 2024. Eggs will see the largest percentage increase, rising a whopping 39%. as avian influenza roils flocks across the U.S. and limits supply. Beyond eggs, rising prices are expected to boost the overall livestock industry, with milk, cattle, hog, and broiler chicken values all expected to rise. Only turkey prices are forecast to fall on lower prices and supply. As the U.S. dairy industry continues to rapidly change, federal dairy policy changes with it. However, if dairy policy is to evolve, dairy farmers need to be involved. That from Wisconsin Farm Bureau. While the federal milk marketing orders have been an important aspect of the dairy industry for more than 80 years, outside of the 2018 Farm Bill, there have not been substantial updates in nearly two decades. The federal milk market order system is currently being evaluated, and farmer input is crucial. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has created resources related to the federal milk market order hearings and comment process, and there are comments being accepted by USDA through September 13th. U.S. beef exports continue to build momentum. USDA says July beef exports totaled 110,419 net metric tons, up 7% from the prior year and the second largest of 2024. Export value rose 12% to $910 million, the second highest this year. July growth was fueled by higher demand in Japan, Taiwan, Mexico, and the Middle East regions. From January through July, value increased 6% from last year, despite a 2% drop in volume. Pork exports were well above year-ago levels in July, led by a record value for shipments to Mexico. Pork exports reached 24,210 metric tons in July, 10% higher than the prior year. Export value rose 13% to $710.5 million, fueled by a record $244.5 million for leading market Mexico. Through the first 7 months of 2024, exports were 4% above 2023, and export value rose 6%. The Consortium for Common Food Names, National Milk Producers Federation, and U.S. Dairy Export Council hailed the passage into law of commitments by Chile regarding U.S. exports. The commitments safeguard the rights of U.S. cheese and meat exporters to use certain common names like Parmesan to market and sell their products. The agreement first came together in June between U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Chile's Undersecretary of International Economic Relations, and confirmed a mutual understanding and agreement that U.S. exporters will be able to continue marketing their products in Chile using many common meat and cheese terms. Certain provisions under the EU-Chile trade agreement signed in 2023 enabled the unfair treatment of U.S. meat and dairy products by abusing geographic indication protectors. The consortium applauded the initiative to negotiate the protection of Parmesan and a number of other key products. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
A dry forecast is expected through late week in our ag weather forecast. Now, Canadian wildfire smoke well aloft will result in filtered sunshine for much of the week, and our high temperatures will be in the 80s all week. Forecast for today, mostly sunny. We'll have highs 78 to 83, relative humidities at 46 to 51%. Southwest winds at 5 to 7, 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 83 to 88%. South winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20 late. For Tuesday, partly sunny, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Thursday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. Friday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
a woman of the heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset. Baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got me flying. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss.
Thank you.
you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Right mind would have left her. That was her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on. First time we danced was to Marina Del Rey, and I fell right there and then. I didn't want that song to end. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Still see him in my mind. Probably will for the rest of my life. Damn straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, 'cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, truck. I couldn't turn it off fast enough. I tried to get back in the game, but this old heart just ain't the same. Hell, I can't even give it away. Damn straight, you're killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. Now I can't even listen, 'cause I'll get to missing her. Killing me, man. You know I've always been your biggest fan. And now I can't even listen, 'cause I'll get to missing her. Then the hurt gets worse. Damn straight, I used to love your songs, but now every time that one comes on, my heart gets broke in half. But do I wish I could get her back? Her favorite song. She sang along every time it came on.
Sitting on no.
twisting. 'Cause I'm not above a little arm twisting. I'm betting it's only a matter of time before you and me are standing at the finish line. You're having your doubts, but you come around. Second or so. Ooh, baby, come and get me. My heart's sitting on gold. Ooh, it's all through the races. All you gotta do is let me know.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands under my colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be. You know, ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I severed by the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. So put on your best, boys, and I'll wear my pearls. What I never did is done. A penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Uh-oh, the ballad of a dove, going
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered.